Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Congress has until next Sunday to agree on legislation to pay for federal programs, or there will be a partial government shutdown. Members of the House went home for the weekend without a resolution, as Republicans disagree among themselves. NPR's Claudia Grisellis reports it had appeared they were making progress on a proposal earlier this week.
There was lots of optimism for a bill that was being pushed by House Republican leaders. It was put together by two factions in the House, the Main Street Caucus, which are more moderate Republicans, and the House Freedom Caucus members there who are more along the hardliners' direction. But yet, too many members in the party were opposed. It was clear by Thursday they were breaking down and could not agree on anything. And we can't forget that Republicans hold a very slim majority in the House, and they cannot lose much support.
NPR's Claudia Grisellis. The East Coast is contending with a tropical storm that's delivering high winds, heavy rain, and a life-threatening storm surge. NPR's Amy Held reports Ophelia made landfall this morning in North Carolina and is moving northward toward New England.
Ophelia is a huge system, its winds extending out more than 300 miles. But its rain, up to 8 inches, is bringing flash flood risks, especially in urban areas that just can't soak it all in.
That's the kind of setup that worries us the most when you have a slow-moving tropical system like this.
Richard Bond is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service and says as the storm moves up, it will speed up, and that's a good thing.
So that's going to help alleviate some of the flash flooding concerns. And then as it's moving north, it's also going to become weaker.
Life-threatening flooding could also come from storm surge. That's the ocean water winds can push onto land in parts of North Carolina and Virginia. Those states, plus Maryland, are all under states of emergency. Amy Held, NPR News.
Official government figures released yesterday show record numbers of migrant family members were arrested after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border last month. NPR's Joel Rose has more.
The U.S. Border Patrol arrested more families at the southern border in August than any month on record, more than 93,000 people altogether border-wide, breaking the previous monthly record from the Trump administration. Overall, illegal crossings were up by more than 26%, the second consecutive month of sharp increases. Border crossings had declined for several months after the Biden administration rolled out a new set of enforcement policies in May. According to preliminary figures released by the president of Mexico, encounters continued to climb in early September and are on pace to match the historic highs of last year. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Talks continue today in efforts to end the Hollywood writers' strike. The walkout by the Writers Guild of America has shut down film and television production for months. The workers went on strike in May, demanding higher pay. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The United Auto Workers Union has expanded its strike against the major Detroit carmakers. Workers went on strike September 15th against three assembly plants, one each of Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. Now they're on strike at dozens more factories across 20 states, citing a lack of progress in contract talks. Union officials say there has been movement with Ford, so no other Ford plants have been added to the strike. The University of Colorado football team heads to Oregon this weekend for its next matchup. That leaves local Boulder, Colorado businesses without the uptick it's seen on recent football weekends. The team continues to win on the field under Coach Deion Sanders, while local businesses win off the field. Colorado Public Radio's Tony Gorman has more.
The Prime Effect, as in Coach Sanders, a.k.a. Coach Prime, raked in $18 million for Boulder businesses during the Buffaloes' home opener. That's according to Visit Boulder. Business owner Chris Heinrichs is noticing the impact at his restaurant, The Sink.
It's more of the shoulder times now that we see a lot more business. You know, we started seeing people come in on Thursday night this week.
University of Colorado games are the hottest tickets in college football this season. All home games are sold out for the first time in school history. For NPR News, I'm Tony Gorman in Denver.
The Asian Games are underway in the eastern Chinese city of Hangzhou. Chinese President Xi Jinping attended the opening ceremony today. More than 12,000 athletes from 45 nations will compete over the next 2 weeks. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.